So actually, we have to now decide what's wrong with conjugate gradients. So we've got a great first step. You know, we've gone here and we got to here. What's wrong with conjugate gradient, which may not be entirely obvious, but maybe you can go out on a hill and try it out, but it might not be a quadratic hill, so you might not find out what's really wrong, is there's a wonderful first guess, but it's not a terribly good second guess, because it sort of gets stuck here. It will come here and it will not move from around here. At least if it moves, it will not move properly. So conjugate gradient is fine for going down the initial steep hill, but very bad for going down other directions. Because really, you see, now I can draw it properly. Well, if I have two hands, you see, it's really like this. It's got one steep hill, which is usually, there's going to be two principal directions, and one might be steeper than the other. We'll see that intuitively, conjugate gradient does very well on the steep part of the hill, and rather poorly on the shallow part of the hill. But you want the you want the total minimum. You want the absolute minimum, which does properly for both, for all parts of the hill. So we can now see this mathematically, and that's what this analysis here does. And so this is why steepest descent is not used as a method of minimization. At least if it is used, it only gets a good first approximation. And we will use eigenvalues. And the reason, of course, we use eigenvalues, we convert a matrix problem into a number problem, it's going to be a lot easier to discuss it. So, we're assuming we have a nice matrix A, which is symmetric, positive, definite, because that's what our del squared phi gives us. That's what our finite element problem for del squared phi gave us. Symmetric matrices can always be diagonalized. If they're positive, definite, or their eigenvalues are positive, let's say they're positive. And so we can always, and A is real, so we can write A in this form, P to the minus 1, which is equal to P transpose, because P is orthogonal. This is the matrix of eigenvectors. A diagonal matrix I called K last time I did this, and is now called lambda. It has it is diagonal with the eigenvalues along the diagonal. And effectively what we do is we transform coordinates so that the coordinates run along the eigenvector directions. So coming back to our two-dimensional case here, the eigenvector directions are this direction and this direction for this particular ball. So they're the principal axes of the ball. So effectively it says, change your coordinate system so they run along the principal axes of this quadratic form, which is always possible. As we pointed out many times, this is only a mathematical analysis because finding eigenvectors takes longer than solving linear equations. So this is not a practical way of solving a particular linear equation. It's a perfectly fine mathematical way of understanding why a particular approach may or may not work. So then we introduce these variables with tildes on them. The variables with tildes on them are just the transform coordinates, and mathematically they're gotten by multiplying the vector p into the original vector. So x tildes is p times x and so on, and b tildes is p times b. So we then transform variables.